World Series 92 and 93. Same years as Dave's Bob's Meteorology albums. Excellent point there. You get that there, Bart? The years that the albums came out of Toronto were the years the Blue Jays won the World Series.
Yep, people just start winning.
Linus Minimax is very good on the Dobbstown's anachronous patterns. You can listen to him on Dobbstown.com. Our dialogue goes on for hours under the name Ad Absurdum. Very good example of a young person born in the early years, same generation as Kigge, amassing credits of Dobbstown, the Xenocrony, for his own personal benefit.
Yeah, it's a peculiar clientele you have intellectually.
What do you have? You're fucking out of work, man. You haven't got nothing.
So. Yeah, slash unemployed. Yeah, that's your clientele is mostly unemployed.
Yes, and you did have clientele up there in Baltimore or someplace or near Washington, but you recognize there were nothing but pinks. So you left.
You're out in transition.
You grabbed your fastest pass and stuffed it up your joy.
My bags are packed and I'm on my way. Whatever
okay,
the song
hey
is.
Hey Bob, it's Ginny.
Excellent. Dip. Please bring some order, conceptual order, to the gathering here, Reverend. Please help get some. Oh, my phone just died. I got to go over the other one. Just a second, Ginny. All right, can you hold off while I switch phones?
Uh huh. Of course.
Okay. Just
hey, Ginny.
Hey, Bart. How are you?
I'm hanging in there.
Bart, your site has been blasting all over the internet.
It has.
Yeah.
Well, I added some buttons too for Bob to see on a smaller screen. So hopefully that will open up because I think Akito didn't even see the bar.
That's right.
Right, I didn't see it
the
bar either.
You can put your cursor down there. It does sort of eke it up a bit. That's what happened a few days ago. But that's a good point. We need to all go over to Bart and see what progress has been made. Ginny, good suggestion. What are you saying? It's all over the internet?
Yeah,
Ginny, it's all over the internet? What the fuck did I? Yeah. Geez, I thought I fucking hung up.
Bob, you have all kinds of people on hold whose hands are waving. Do you want to take them off?
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I get so involved in the making of the now, the moment, I forget about linear progression and supplementing and, you know, profit-taking and taking tickets. So let me just find the code. Where is that thing? It's up here, up in the higher lofts. All right, we will open everybody. Well, you mean, Ginny, it's only four people. But, okay, we're not going to complain. All right.
All participants are now unmuted. All participants are now unmuted.
Coming up regularly, you know, she's usually just every 6 months. And, okay, got Lynn, Barbara, Deb.
I'm on vacation.
Good morning. You're on vacation, Barbara?
Yeah, Max has a whole week off, so I don't have to do school things.
It's Thanksgiving tomorrow, right? The post-traumatic shock day that Americans have to go through. Yes, it's a big day, and we'll be cutting it off at the pass at 2:00 in the morning with Evan.
Cool. I celebrated it twice. We did it Saturday for my side of the family, and now we're doing Jim's side tomorrow.
That's what Canadians do at Christmas. They do the two sides of the family on Christmas Day. You guys do it on Thanksgiving.
No, we do that Christmas, too.
Oh, is that right? Well, I'm just amazed. Are there any identifiable families left? That's what's incredible. And actually, there aren't. The families just fake being a family on the Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's the only time there is family during those holidays. The rest of the year, there is no family. Well, I watch another edition of Homeland, an awesome series. I reckon Homeland.
It is.
Yeah, Ginny, you watching it?
No, we don't watch Homeland yet.
Who just said? Oh, Barbara said it.
I love that show.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? You just see it. They're finally. Think of it. Took about 2 years to get the two of them back together again. They're finally together.
And she's pregnant.
So he says, he looks, okay, he's staring after he's seen his daughter, he's staring straight ahead, and he says, she says, you'll be back or something, he says, I'll be back, and then he looks at her, and that's the meaningful exchange, and she kind of slightly smiles, right? That he's coming back for her, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm reading that right, aren't I?
Well,
I get that.
Yeah, you're talking about... Yeah, I forgot her name, the character's name now. It's Brody
Carrie.
And...
Carrie?
Carrie, yeah. Carrie. Yeah, he's coming back with Carrie, for sure.
Yeah, it's an awesome series, though, the daily tension. Now, are we supposed to be suspicious of the idiotic, you know, evil-looking guy that hangs around whatever the main guy is?
Saul.
Saul. The guy hanging around there?
Right. No, I think he's on his side now, because he's back to the old ways of... sending in assassins. He likes that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he was impressed with the move, the brilliance of the thing. And so, yes, for a while there, it looked like even he, you know, set it up so that Carrie would get shot. And, you know,
he changed his mind after he found out what Saul had did, because he wasn't involved in the... what Saul did with Carrie and catching a guy and all
right.
of that.
But here's the thing. I guess we can drop our suspicion of the bearded guy because it's the boyfriend of Saul's wife that is the guy who's been leaking to the senator, right? I think that's when
right.
we found out who it is.
Yeah, he's part of Mossad, and he's leaking to Lockhart, who's the senator who's going to be the head of the CIA.
And so they're going to make the Mossad be the bad guys, more anti-Zionist stuff. We're just going to have to, you know, huddle around the Jews from the Nazis in Hollywood. They just keep smearing the Israelis. We don't tolerate that.
Well, look how we're focusing on Iran, though, in the homeland. I mean, it's all about taking over and controlling.
That's why they're not
placing our
Mossad.
Puppets.
They're knocking them aside and look balanced. Yes, they're working on behalf of Israel, but then they got to paint them as evil. So that makes sense. Very good juggling there, tetradically, Barbara.
Yeah. You know, I wanted to. Did you want to still talk about that, or I wanted to mention something about Colombia?
No, use your intuition.
Well, I just want to say something about Colombia when you were saying Medellin. And how they make it look so bad, and you think it's probably better?
Yeah.
I don't think so. I one of my very best friends was there 2.5 years ago, and he got kidnapped. And with a friend, and they gave him a drug that he passed out in the bars, and the only way he escaped was jumping out of a cab. I mean, he was handcuffed and everything.
He was not listening to Ion 2 years ago. Look at Sean. Sean's an Ionette, and he's down there having no problem. So it's not about your friends or not. It's whether they're tuned into Iondom. That's what determines whether they're going to be safe or not.
Well, yeah.
Barbara, you should know that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
I thought you were speaking in general terms.
No, we don't talk in general terms. He's been fired. Patton was the last good general, and that was that. It's been lousy general since, so we don't even talk to Mr. General. He doesn't even get checks anymore. Payoff. The last good general was Curtis LeMay, who used to visit Deborah West's house because her father worked for him. And, you know, old Curtis LeMay, very suspicious on November 22nd. He's the one who set up the nuclear book codes, you know, or took him off the plane so there'd be no nuking on that day. He must have known something.
You know, talked to my brother about that, and I never got any information. My dad just didn't talk much about that at all.
You see, you asked
your
brother.
Yeah, he was Curtis.
Deb, mm-hmm. Give us the proper context. Your brother was older than you?
He's 6 years older than me.
And so he
knew a lot.
He saw Curtis LeMay visit the home.
No. I don't know that Curtis LeMay ever visited the home. My dad was Curtis LeMay's private secretary.
Well,
in
he
World War II.
Right. Well, okay. So he may not have visited him, but the point is that your brother detected no information coming from your father.
No, I asked him after you and I had that conversation if he remembered any details. And now the one thing that he did remember is that Daddy was offered a position by Curtis LeMay that was, you know, from what I understand, when you leave a war in the military, everybody goes down one rank.
Yeah.
As a civilian.
Right.
The way it was explained to me, he was offered a rank above, which would have been a nice lifelong career, but
he
smart. Didn't take it.
No, it would have been stupid to be in the military, but so you would see, this is what we've got here. We've got, you know, Corbin Regan, whose father was the go-between for the Kennedy, some of the conspirators. You got Deborah West, who's connected to Curtis LeMay. You got me extended and very involved with Permadex and those fake links to the assassination. And I'm sure we have someone else here that we haven't thought of, but it's amazing the pedigree of the people and their connections that have shown up here with Iandom. Every sin in the 20th century is represented here.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Very interesting.
Was that you, Deborah?
Yes.
There it is. The comic in Deborah, which we don't get enough experience of. But look, you heard that. I think Ginny has told me you're quite a card at, you know, parties and such, and you just indicate a little thing there, didn't we? Right, Ginny?
Yes, Deborah is quite the hilarious one.
That's the first time I heard her use a different voice. So, Ginny, are you going to make the minutes report or something? What have we got from you?
I'm just checking in, Bob, holding down the fort, reminding you that we're going to do the Wednesday show together. And so we'll be freestyling. Greg will be on with us, and that'll be in 4 hours.
Is it 4 hours before the Wednesday show?
Yep, 4 hours.
Okay, good. That gives a lot of time. Let me check the typing. Oh, it just goes on and on. Are you looking at that, Ginny, at all the typing?
Oh, I've been looking at the typing and clipping it and saving it for future reference. And
have you saved everything since the we started last Friday?
I got all the chat room stuff. I've got all of the inquicks. I haven't gotten all the chat room stuff because there have been gaps in it. I don't see the full thread the way you do, Bob. I may have to sign on in a different thing in my window.
Yeah, do you think, does it look like I think I'm getting the whole thread, right? Because I'm a host. That's good.
That's what's happening. Yep.
Okay, so we continue entertaining ourselves or bring in the outside agency of Ian or something and play a tape? What's the vote, or play more music, or enjoy our creativity? Or do all three? Let's do all three at the same time.
I love it. Let's do it.
Yeah, we'll have Ian speaking. And I guess the drama is whether Ian will ever come back. He was rather unceremoniously booted out yesterday or took off. We don't know.
Bob, how do you know that was Ian? I didn't even hear him say anything.
No, we know the phone number. And Ginny,
he said bye.
You went by the phone number, didn't you, Ginny, when you told me to take a look?
Yes, I recognize the phone number.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, Bob ran off another guest.
Yeah,
I asked who were you going to run off today, and there you go. You ran off Ion, damn it.
Yeah, Ion got Altamonted. Incredible. Who would have think he would get Altamonted?
You're just firing blind shots.
Yeah, the knife he slashed his left arm off, and he was in his green pimp suit and just got nailed with the Hell's Angel knife.
Green pimp suit?
Oh, yeah, that's what happened in Gimme Shelter. It's right, the Hell's Angels are stabbing the guy, a black guy in his green pimp suit, right in front of Mick Jagger, who doesn't even notice it.
So I can't see JW in a green pimp suit.
Well, wasn't it? It was Ion. What? That is ridiculous, Deb. There's no JW there. It's Ion coming in.
I know.
All right. Okay. It's a bad line.
Oh,
and you,
it got you riled up.
Do we hear Bill?
I
think we hear Boss Bill coming in. Did I hear Boss Bill?
No, that was Leon interrupting.
Oh, it's Leon.
I was wondering, did they stab him or did they shank him?
Well, they mean the same thing, don't they?
Almost. I mean, shanking is almost like secret.
Well, it's a huge knife. How is it secret? How is it secret?
Because if you shank someone, it's more quiet. Like you quietly get behind them or in front of them.
You're going to
do CSI. You guys seen the movie? Have you seen the movie? I mean, the Hell's Angels like lunging over him with a huge knife. You know, his hands and arms stretched. He's right in the middle of the bopping teenagers, and he takes the knife and just slams it down into the black guy. It's a horrifying image.
So he does a Lizzie Borden.
Yeah, I don't think that was shanking, Leon, because shanking, technically, according to what I know, is when they take the knife and they go up both sides of the ribs and they immediately pierce the lungs, and that's it.
Ew.
Like, done.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, Ginny's very from experience.
How do you know this, Ginny? Greg, beware.
Well, Ginny's from Indianapolis, where it's worse than Mexico. You walk the streets after 4 in the afternoon, you're a goner.
That's Indiana. Right. I lived in one of the worst crime rates. Literally, the county that I was in had the worst crime rate in the summer of 2005.
Right, and you were alone. You alone were responsible.
Oh, Ginny was courting suicide. I missed that line. Could you repeat? I hate missing any jokes. What was that one? I missed what happened there.
I said Ginny alone was responsible for that crime rate.
Right. Well, what she did, she tried to commit suicide, moved into the ghetto, and set up a church. That was definitely a suicidal move there.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. Just so I could fully appreciate the entire context of Ion and Dobbstown when it came wafting through my experience before I ascended my throne. That's right.
Your suicide flipped into homicide, and you started killing people. So
That's exactly what happened.
Ginny, what was your feeling when you did that? Were you ever fearful, or you didn't give a shit, or you didn't care if you died, or you didn't feel that you would die, you were protected? What was going on?
I had the same kind of feeling the way I viewed a lot of my experience in life. Like, I would look around. I had a crack house on every corner. Mm-hmm. And I opened my house to crack whores and crack people and all kinds of thieves and stuff, and I fed them in my home. And I used to watch myself doing it, and I'd be like, I should be really scared shitless about now. But I wasn't. And it was kind of like the same time when I would be like, I'd watch all my friends, you know, like doing retirement planning. And I'd be like, you know, I should really do something about this. But then I never did. You know?
Did they get along with each other?
Do you have kids?
Excellent story there, Ginny. Fine stories. We better check. Let's see what the panel's saying.
Ginny, did you have children to worry about or anything like that?
Linus is reminded by this violent talk. He says, Dobstep. And then he says, death by modern medicine. They're quoting the sacred literature of Dobstown. That's what you guys are both in one of them. Evelyn, look at Ethel keeps quoting Zappa stuff. Evelyn was a modified dog, and Brody is on the junk. Brody being in Homeland.
They got him off it.
We can't even take the time to study the extra sophistication here. It slows us down. Ethel says,
That's
dear
right.
Bob, I have a sugary vagina. Look at that. Look at that, Ginny. Let's just talk it up.
Wow. Whoa.
I think this is some transsexual person who's just trying to get my, using the NLP of Zappa quotes and stuff to get me in there. That's what's going on here.
It worked. Got your attention.
Yeah.
That's right. We can, yes, this is the crack den of Bob Fest. Now, Ethel, I can attest to that. That is absolutely what's going on here. You can tell by everybody's thumb. Go ahead.
Ginny. I just want to ask another question from Ginny. Do you have children, or did you have children at the time?
I have any children of my own, but
no, that
I
was one
children.
Of her selling points to Greg. She says, I still got a tight vagina, Greg. Let me hang out with you.
That was. I was like,
what?
That's exactly what happened, Bob. That's exactly what I said.
Greg used to talk your love, tape your love talk, you know, before you moved out there, and he'd play them over the phone to me. I used to hear your incredible braggadocio about yourself. It was amazing what you had, the high image you had of yourself. The selling points, but was mainly the sugary walls of her vagina, ever so tight since she was 14 years old because she didn't make the mistake of having children.
You can have a C-section.
Bob, you did listen. I didn't have kids. Yep, nope. I have my sugary vagina walls all in.
Very tight, very tight.
But that's why you can do those fearless things, too, though.
That's right. Well, maybe, sure. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, if you don't have kids, I think that does, you know, maybe shape your perception or
Just a little. It's just a little.
Yeah.
You just have to care for this little thing that can't survive without you, but...
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
The bad vibes.
I know.
Begin.
I would say not, but really.
No. The bad vibes begin when you have it. When you start being pregnant and having a kid. Have you ever seen any family survive familyness? No, doesn't work. Can't be done.
Well, how'd you survive?
we didn't have a family.
You didn't have brothers and sisters, and your mom and dad were cold?
Or what? Well, I had a couple of sisters, but we kept our distance, you know. You know, this is
separates quickly.
This was
why? Let us hear your family.
Yeah,
we'll
hear about your sisters.
Tell us the dirt.
Yeah, well, this is at Downton Abbey. And it's incredible how Downton Abbey, you know, everybody was ugly and stupid back then, and that certainly was the way it was in my family, except for my father. He's pretty savvy looking. Mother wasn't bad either, but the girls were pretty, my sisters looked pretty plain Jane, and they disappeared pretty quick. They went off, ran away from home, and ended up as prostitutes in London, probably died in the Blitzkrieg. You know, we just didn't bother keeping in touch with them. They were
you never got in touch
girls.
With them again?
No, they disappeared. They ran off.
Oh. Yeah,
why?
Some kind of connection?
What are you talking about?
Oh, don't believe Carolyn.
You're making this up.
Yeah, no, I'm not. I'm not. Carolyn tries to, because she always shows up right in time to cover her own ass because she doesn't want the truth out.
Did you ever ask Ian? Did you inquire? Did you ask Ian about them, or you just didn't think?
No,
of it?
I didn't. I don't ask personal. I keep myself out of these interactions with the astral plane or the non-physical. But you all should learn yourself too. You'd fare better. Keep yourself out of this.
This is another one of those James Martinez is dead stories.
No, not true, Carol. Don't give me your crap.
Look at Bob. So giddy and excited, and his knees are wiggling.
Yeah, Carol fell in love with me again, Ginny. I'm such a hero this week. She can't believe that I did this. She's shocked.
Yeah, it does seem like she has become recently re-enamored with you, Bob, which is probably very perfect timing.
Yes, but you know, it's because she identifies with the physical. I mean, she's addicted to what she can see, and just because I sat here in the same chair every day with no shirt on and looked the same, she was impressed with it and not noticing the invisible part of Bob. That's the doctor hang-up we have here.
I don't know about that statement.
No, she's impressed with the visible physical.
And also
well, why don't we ask her directly?
Yeah. Maybe she's impressed with both.
The words, too, and the...
Account for yourself, Carolyn. Oh, the words, too?
Yeah.
Oh, you like the words?
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Oh, okay, that's good. Oh, yeah, you might be on the right track there, Deb. Your assessment may be more accurate than I was capable of.
The words have been quite spiffy.
Yes.
Hey,
I did it with half my bum tied behind my dick. Is that the way you say it?
At this stage in your development, it appears
that's
so.
That's close. I have a serialistic body.
So Ginny's here, Barbara's here, Bart's
well,
here.
Not only that, most of CKLN is here. You get Linus Minimax, you get Dave, you got Ethel, who is a guy, probably a former Mothers of Invention, pretending she's a woman and quoting Zappa constantly. You got Bo, you got Humpty Dumpty, a lot of people from Toronto.
So
Bob,
this is on your
sorry.
Your last day, I was just going to say, Bob's last day, everybody's flooding in to see the derelict in motion.
Yeah, these people have never shown up in my scenes, but they knew this was important. You know, they said, well, yeah, it's been about 25 years since we last interacted with Bob, so let's head on over. So what were you going to say, Ginny?
I was going to ask you a question, but then in my calculated way, I started to think maybe this is a query I should stay for my own radio show. No, I'm just kidding. What?
Oh, that's right. I'm going to get interviewed by you and Greg. That's going to be fucking me.
Oh, yeah. You guys just lay into him.
Yeah.
You give him everything.
Carolyn, send me some questions to ask Bob.
they're too lazy to research it. Greg spent too much time researching his opening for today an hour ago. He had all these news stories, and he exhausts himself, and they have no material for me. I'll have to fucking run the show.
You should do all the Bob bloopers. Do a mashup of all the yelling and screaming of Bob losing his cool with Ion. That would be so cool.
Look at this, Kim. Shark Boy says, invisible Bob equals Ion squared. Not bad, Shark Boy.
Very good. All right. Yeah. Now, so I will save that question. And Carolyn, send me some good singers to ask Bob while he's on the air. I already do have some mashup stuff on, so we're going to have a good time.
Good. I'm looking forward to it. That's what we heard. That were the last words from Hillary before she came on. I'm looking
forward
to it.
What time is the show on?
In 5 hours.
The show is on at 2 o'clock today. Yeah, at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific.
Okay,
yeah, nice. Bob, I do want to say one thing about Hillary, though.
Poor Hillary.
That's Deborah. Deb and Ethel, or Wendy, they love digging it into Hillary.
Guys, she got roasted.
I think you two are the same sign, and that's a particular angle from the astrology caves that you have. You two probably interpret Hillary from an astrological bias. Whatever it is, whatever your sign is.
What's her sign?
No, you. You and Wendy both immediately celebrate the pillaring of Hillary. And I'm thinking that you and Wendy probably have the same astrological sign.
I have a
Well, what's Wendy's sign?
I'm a Virgo.
Yeah, you're a Virgo, and Wendy's
Capricorn
not here yet.
I'm here.
And you're a Virgo?
No, I'm a Virgo. She's a Capricorn.
But you started to say,
Wendy.
And Virgo. Wendy, you said Virgo also.
Capricorn and Virgo are very similar, because my son's
is.
Virgo.
Yeah. And what are they, like Zappa, I think, was Capricorn. So what is, Gary Null was Capricorn. What is the characteristics of Capricorn? Very
Earth
serious.
Sign six.
Very serious and purposeful, right?
I'm Capricorn.
Yeah.
Are you Capricorn, Jenny?
Yeah, I am.
That's why you stay on point.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Capricorns are very sexy. They're very sexy.
My sugary vagina walls are coming up again,
yes.
Bob.
Yes.
Yeah, that
we
explains
all have sugary
why,
vaginas.
That's why Ginny didn't have kids. She had to remain loyal to her sign.
Remain loyal to my sign and my own very tight sugary vagina walls, which I'm going to start promoting. That's
yes.
This part of the program is rated E
the
for everyone.
The almighty Ginny with a sidebar of sugary vagina walls.
This is beautiful. What a dichotomy. Pastor Ginny and her sugary vagina walls.
The walls get tumbling down.
What does Dobbstown do to you?
Pastor Ginny and her sugary vagina walls. Actually,
yeah, when you're having fun and you're really good at it, it's infectious.
Yeah, it's like a, what is that? What is that play, Barbara, that happens in San Francisco? What is it called, Babylon or Babylon City or Babylon Beach or whatever? You know what I'm
Beach
talking
Babylon.
About? Yeah, Beach
what
Babylon.
What happens in
that? Oh, it's like this huge, exaggerated, it's an ongoing character. What is it?
I think they might have closed that, though, recently. I don't know if it's still
really?
In the recent years. I'm not sure if that's still going on. Possibly, but I'm not sure. They have these huge hats. I mean, it's all kind of drag queens. They make it outrageous with the makeup and the costumes and the 6-foot hats. Or, you know, they make like a miniature of the city and they put it on your head, their heads or whatever.
Right.
I mean, it's very
kind of like Mardi Gras, where they make the
kind of.
Yeah,
they do different themes.
Yeah.
Each year kind of changes the theme. Each year the theme changes.
Franklin from North Carolina says, "We're still here, Bob, and my money is on you." And then he says he's a Capricorn as well. Franklin, the one whose heart was regrown by the RNA drops.
Which we learned about yesterday, strengthening the pericardium.
Yay!
Yes, that's right.
Oh, my gosh, yeah. Wasn't that interesting?
That was fantastic.
Are you talking about when Ion was talking about the blood getting thicker?
Yeah, well, the when Ion came in and was talking about the pericardium, I actually transcribed it so I could say it properly. The thickening of the pericardium sac, first the water and then the blood. And
the water, yeah.
It can hold a different specific hydrogen, which goes to the AL2SO4 formula, and then once that thickens, you have a change in the pericardial fluid. So that's very exciting.
So, Ginny,
blood.
Ginny, this is a test.
Yep.
The Dobbs virus is oozing over on the chat room with statements like, let's see,
I love my salty prostate.
Yeah, when I'm in a mix and don't feel like going over to the bathroom, cup rather than bottle, piss in the bottle. And they go on and on about wiping their piss in the toilet. And Ethel says, last time I pissed
That's
in the cup.
That's gross.
Yeah, they go on gross. Now, here's the test. Can they veer off and talk about pericardiums and scientific stuff that Ginny just demonstrated, Ginny and Carolyn? That's the full quadraphenic balanced ionet. They can talk about the vagina walls and veer immediately into technical talk about the
pericardium.
Pericardium. just trying to appear human, okay, guys? Don't get too carried away.
Desperate.
even after 6 days, you can still take any intellect down with one body tied behind your back.
That's right. And so that's the test over here. Dave's coming in to raise the level there. He says the word gestalt. We'll see how Eliza and Ethel move upwards into some kind of intellectual shenanigan.
So do you think by thickening the pericardium that helps people with their love is a force field?
Yeah.
Detachment?
Yeah, I think you're channeling, Carol. I think it's obvious just by you saying it. Yeah, it's accurate because she's saying
And Ginny's agreeing because, you know, most people will just take it on the physical, you know, us physical doctors. But
So give me the details. The pericardium is the outer part, and that would be the container, and that thickens, and that helps rebuild the heart.
Yeah, and pericardium is the balloon inside which the heart floats in a little tiny bit of pericardial fluid.
Yeah.
You know, it's the fetus within the womb.
And the blood thickens in the...
What was it, Ginny? The fluid first and then the wall and then the blood? What's the sequence?
The way
Ion said it was the thickening of the pericardium, the water... Then comes the blood. Well, that's in the Bible, the emphasis on the water changing and then the blood changing. Then the thickening of the pericardium. So can hold a different specific hydrogen, which goes to the Al2SO4 formula. Once that thickens, you have a change in the pericardial fluid. That water becomes a different type of water, and then there becomes a different type of blood. Then you'll have humans over the rainbow. It's the physical start of the change, as Isaiah, the foreteller of the told.
Yeah, so you're saying that the water is what the heart floats in and the blood is in the sac? Or no, it's in the blood, it's in the heart. So how does the water mix with the blood?
No, if he's separating water there, he's talking about the pericardial fluid water, I would think.
Yeah, that the heart floats in.
Correct.
Now, what do the drops do to make this a renewed heart?
They thicken the water, they thicken the blood.
I see. That's all three. And that would make someone think their heart was being rebuilt.
Yeah. Yes, which is what...
Hey,
Bart, Ginny's on a roll here. Knock it off.
Go ahead.
What it says specifically, it can hold a different specific hydrogen. So there must be a changing of the water molecule, Carolyn, within the heart pericardium. Like if it's in, that's where the change start, the carbons and the hydrogen in the drops, I would imagine would probably change the water molecule itself, or maybe change the hydrogen, because it says can hold a different specific hydrogen. Right. Well, you know how most things, most compound substances are carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen combinations. So if it's changing the hydrogen, then certainly it's affecting the H2O water, and it's affecting the CHO component of the sugars in the water and in the wall. It's all... You know, it's all possible, and it's really amazing when you look at the chemical formulas for substances. They're all CHO. Everything is so basic, and there's a lot of room for for improvement. That's why Ion keeps saying, you know, everything is changing because it's so possible.
And then the part where they said humans over the rainbow, Bob, reminded me of the rainbow in the Ascension painting, which is the indication of the new environment. So,
wait, listen, Jenny, the symbol for the plane of essence is the, in cosmic awareness symbols is the rainbow, and that's the license plate for Hawaii.
Ah, very cool. Very cool.
When I was in Hawaii, I drove under a rainbow at the top of, on the Big Island.
Yeah.
And it was really, I mean, I'd never had that experience where you just literally see it, all the bands touch from side to side on the ground and just drive under it. It was incredulous.
No, no, you were incredulous.
It was incredible.
Yes.
Not it was incredulous. It was incredible, and you were incredulous.
Well, look at Bob. I mean, after 6 days, he's correcting grammar. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah, I say, I'm always. Remember what Zappa said when he was going through customs in Europe, you know, and back in 68. The customs guy says, "What are you on, Frank?" You know, thinking he was a druggie. And Frank said, "I'm on duty."
Well, was it Hillary or the other one that asked you, well, how do you do this? Are you on coke or what?
Yes, I should have used the I'm on duty line, but I was too busy just beating the shit out of her. It couldn't be bothered to be sort of sensitive.
Well, didn't you tell her you were on RNA drops?
I don't think I bothered. I just kept attacking. I didn't even hear her words.
Know what RNA was.
I was slicing and dicing with my hyper-pattern recognition about her being.
Mm. Well, Hillary had taken the drop. She said she had a sample bottle, and she took them, but she hadn't taken them since. And so I'm pretty sure you told her you were on the drops.
Yeah, you're talking about the woman or Hillary?
Sharon.
Hillary. I'm pretty sure it was
we're
Hillary.
We're talking more about the other woman.
What's her name?
The one that got killed.
I think someone told me that she didn't take the drops. She was sent to them by Matthew but didn't use them.
She didn't know anything about him.
But then again, maybe Bill knows about that.
There was Sherry. There was a Sherry that said, I don't need drops.
Upstairs.
Anything about him.
Must have a gig. We may have lost Carolyn.
No, I'm here. Am I here?
Yeah. Can you guys hear us?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Beach Blanket Babylon's still running. It's a musical.
I recommend for your youth memories, nostalgia, the film Lord Love a Duck, 1966. It's about a California high school. I think it would be right up your alley. Especially you, Barbara. Did you grow up in California?
Yeah.
Try to find the movie Lord Love a Duck. I think you'll find it very interesting.
Okay.
It'll remind you of your youth.
So what happened all night, Bob?
I was five.
I did some...
I woke up in the middle of the night, came and checked on you. You were doing the Emerald Tablets. And then, you know what, when he played the Emerald Tablets, he watched...
Homeland.
He was here watching TV. So funny.
Well, that's because I was getting way behind, and I don't do that. I listen to the tablet when I prepare it and listen to see what I have to delete or censor. Then when it's played on the station, I don't listen to it. And then I have to listen to it before the next show, sitting down and reading the script. That's how I do it. So I don't listen to it when it's broadcast. So I have that time to watch a TV show. And I caught up on my Homeland, which was an important show tonight.
Do you watch that on Hulu or do you have TV now? Cable.
No, I do. I don't do Hulu. That's terrible. I do PrimeWire.ag. That's the best place.
What is that? PrimeWire.ag.
That's the Chinese attack on Netflix and the whole internet industry here. It's a site that has everything immediately for free and no commercials.
Oh, can you repeat that so I can write it down?
Yeah, PrimeWire.ag. PrimeWire, PrimeWire.ag. And when you go there and you go through the clickings, you come to a list of links. You go to Putlocker or StockShare or this. You have to click on the links, and sometimes they're not working. But you find the one that's worked. There's always one that's perfect and works. So you just have to know you have to do that, and you have to get some software to avoid the pop-ups.
You can also just Google one channel.
Yes, One Channel was the first. They had to change their name several times because they're on the run. They're illegal. It's part of the World War IV.
World War IV? It's illegal?
That's a subtle internet war. Look at Dave. What Dave? Ethel and Dave are going on. Dave says, "Am I here?" Carolyn inquires politely. Then Dave says, "They, the military, are after it too." Ethel says, "Oh, I get it now, Dave." Dave says, "Ignore, equal sign, it's late." So did Carolyn say, "Am I here?" Is that when you clicked on the phone, Carolyn? Am I here?
I was soaking the drops in my mouth. No, I did not say that.
Dave has you saying, "Am I here?" Could you elaborate, Dave?
Well, she just asked that a little while ago to make sure she was being heard.
Yeah, that's what I think he was at, laughing at the fact she said, "Am I here?" It's an odd way to determine whether you're being heard or not. But
when I was upstairs, and I might have looked out in one of the portals.
Dave says that I should go down more and watch the chat sex. Where is the chat sex? Go down more.
Hey, you guys were talking about that Byrne lady earlier. I forgot her first name. Rhonda Byrne.
Yes, and Ion says she's dead.
So does she have somebody pretending to be her, putting out new books or using her name?
I think that's what he's getting at, because she seems to be active.
Yeah.
So are you going to talk about her?
No, I just looked it up and it didn't say anything about her being dead, and she has new books out called The Power and The Hero, or Hero and Power.
Mm-hmm. Well, I is a tricky guy.
Well, it may be like a Southern thing where she is dead to us, because did not like what she did to his friends, Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yeah.
So it could have been that. I'm just thinking
right
a minute.
Yeah, it could be like James Martinez type deal.
Bob, I wanted to ask you, one of the questions I had for Ion one time when he was on here was, what were the effects that Payday and Bobfest was having, aside from just the information being broadcast? And I think Ion didn't really go into that much, but when Ion was first on Cash Flow a while ago, he said you were creating things like drawing people into portals and then back here again.
Okay, can you start at the beginning, do that again?
Yeah, I made Bob drink some water, and he cannot multitask.
I cannot do more than half a thing at a time.
Right. Well, you were one thing, and now you're done at half a thing.
Oh, that's relaxing allowing. If I do something, I only do it half-heartedly, so I'm relaxing allowing about it.
Well, you were saying you could only, yesterday, you could only do one thing at a time or something.
No, I said I can only do half a thing at a time.
Well, you just said that just now. Yesterday it was one.
Well, that was a mistake. I said the day before that a half, because I always say a half.
No, the half became new, but he did say it at one point yesterday for sure.
One thing at a time. So what you're saying that something was asked, a question that was asked?
I asked Ian what the some of the effects were, and affects and effects of Bobfest. Of Payday and Bobfest, because
he dismissed it. He just said more tragedy and tears, didn't he?
Yes.
Yeah, he dismissed it.
It's putting to rest Marshall McLuhan and all that. But he used to say on Cash Flow that you were drawing people in the portals when Ian was broadcasting with you. I think similar and greater things are happening here, but Ian didn't want to go into that, I guess.
Right. And we are very popular in other worlds, and so you're saying that we are communicating to other worlds right today?
At the very least, you're communicating, but they're also there's also creation and destruction being wrought, and all sorts of portaling and parallel world traveling, but I was hoping that Ion would comment a little on that.
Well, okay, are you asking me or Ion?
Well, I was kind of asking your thought on how Ion addressed that, or if he just dismissed it, and why he might dismiss it. Ion said with early Cash Flows, you actually drew all of those listening and those not listening through a portal and then back again. Mm-hmm. And when you came back, people started experiencing these anomalies, myself being included.
Right. That's the whole Moses thing. It was to speed up Moses. We went through a portal, jumped off the building, and then came back later in the day. Did it all at once. Right?
Yeah, and Ion said those listening and not listening, which is which accounts for everyone, basically.
Yeah. So your question is?
Would Ion make a statement? My question to you was, I guess, why Ion was dismissive about that, or why he didn't care to comment, or did you notice that he made a comment that I had sort of overlooked?
He was dismissive of the normal body Monroe Institute type of body channeling or body world activities. He was not friendly to the New Age circles, and he wasn't friendly to the Bible. He wasn't friendly to anything other than just being a superficial friendly person. But he knew so much, or does know so much, that all the institutions look pretty pale. Because they don't know as much as he does.
Well, Ion had said about cash flow, though, that you were drawing people through portals and people were having experiences as a result of listening to cash flow, but he didn't say anything of the sort about Bob Fest or Payday.
Okay, so you were trying to get an indication, he put it down. I didn't ask Ion about it, so how's it going? Well, I haven't gone there yet.
I think what he was saying when you're listening to Ion, that it's a different world that you're entering. It's kind of like you're a portal to that, whatever this is. It's a separate.
Yeah, I'd like to see how the Germans organize themselves at the airport and that. That's what we need to observe. We need to get footage and see how much they wander around the younger people looking for dates and magazines and stuff. You know, it's just, we need a profile of what actually happened there. Right, Bert?
No, Bert, I don't think
it's loud. You can feel this dark cloud coming over Bert. It's like the mid-80s atmosphere.
It sounds like you're addressing a different question here.
Okay, go ahead. Start over again.
Well, Ion spoke of paranormal stuff happening with cash flow, but he was very, very sort of mundane and banal and almost dismissive with my query about that this time around. Ion said that basically it's just uprooting or putting to bed or obsolescing Marshall McLuhan and all of that stuff and just left it be. And maybe it was because my question wasn't intense or intent enough. Maybe it wasn't clearly stated.
Okay. Well, Bob, did you want to comment on that? Or I have a question when you guys are done.
Okay, I can take that upstairs. I can take it upstairs and put it in laundry.
That's great. That's what I was looking for.
Okay, he's going to put your thing to bed. It's going in the laundry.
He's going to take it up. No, take it up. Put it in the laundry, please.
Yes, it has to go to the laundry.
Yeah, we have lots of room. We don't use the laundry much. We wear the same clothes for weeks.
I absolutely love this dialogue. I think it's even better than getting a straight answer.
Yeah, it's even better than Ion. I think I'm outdoing Ion. Ion's going to have to really perform well today if he's going to be put back on the email list.
Retain his title.
Look at Dave. Bob's actually reading this and simultaneously censoring it after being awake for years. Bob is the greatest artist alive. There's Neufeld. He's remembering his lines. Took him a while.
Good. Hey, Bob.
The best part of waking up is Bob Fest in your cup.
Yeah. Okay, so what is it? Somebody wanted to ask me something.
Me, Barbara. The Evergreens, they said you had like a past life or... No, who were they talking about? Was it you? No. Was somebody else? You guys were talking about reincarnation. The Evergreens were.
Yeah.
So how do you reconcile that information with the way Ion views it? I mean,
the Evergreens are entities, and so you get entities perspective, and they are the best channeled entity phenomenon. They're the best in history. They were the top of the entities before they would be superseded by Ion, which is the structure of the environment for the entities or essences or souls. See, Ion is not the entity level. It's on a different, whole new environment. So their opinions are totally different. You could look at Ion as a faster reality because it's a faster time, faster technology. Greg and I were talking about how slow the Evergreens are. They're great in the 70s, 90s, but listening to them, they're real slow compared to Ion.
So, but the so it's just a different perspective, but they could both be right from their perspective.
No, Ion is more right. Well, that's a good point. I guess the entities are what they think they are, but ultimately Ion is more right because it's more inclusive and has more of the future coming in, and it's
right,
faster.
And Ion uses different words, though. I mean, because he said there's the 1911 Bob, and so we can't say reincarnation, dirty word, whatever. But
he does seem to say you pass on, transition to the guff, and then you come back again. We have heard him say that. But the you that comes back again is not connected to the you that died, because you disappear into the guff liquid, and then you're scooped up. And in that process, you become a new individual made up of the scoopings of other people that are joining you in the bucket that's scooped up.
A bookmark.
Okay, that's where it gets really confusing, because what is the stain part? What is the part that is actually you, the essence part?
So that's a rapidly changing situation.
And is that part of the reason why we're in one way all connected? Yeah, and confused.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, and how can you have all these different yous in different worlds? Because the essence, isn't there something connecting all of you? And
look at it this way. If you want it and you can be do have, then you can connect everything. But it doesn't mean other people are doing it.
Oh, okay. Well, I connect everything then.
So you just address the question yourself. Do I want to have the idea that everybody's connected? And then you make the environment of connection. See, there's nothing outside of you, Barbara. Nothing inside either. It's right in the interval. This thing about go within, that's a mistake, because you go into the inner kingdom, which is nothing but emotions. So you want to stay on the skin surface in the interval between the inner and the outer. Right? And that's both ends.
Right, okay.
That's both ends. So I was just saying, go to yourself for the answers, but don't go within. Just go to your surface self. And say, I can have this way if I make my reality strong enough to do it. You know, that's what you have to remember. It certainly weakens any questions.
That works. Why go in and just go to yourself? Yeah. Or would you even say
whatever you
non-physical?
Ask about, all you have to remember is I can be, do, have whatever I want. You know, if you want to know, will I be like this? Well, you could make it. You can make yourself be that way. All the questions are about what will happen if I adopt a form or not use a form. And Ion says that, we bypass rules about that. You can have whichever form you prefer. Think of that. You can have whatever you want. There's no cosmic rules objecting to you.
Yeah, and you're saying you can't go inside or outside anyway, because...
Okay, well, this covers everything then, because there was so much confusion. But the way you put it, you can have all of it.
Yeah.
Everything that...
You'll see Ion will say that. Every now and then someone will ask you something. He says, you can be, do, have, and that means you can rebuild the guff.
If you want it.
Yeah. And you get a few other people who agree with you, but that's the effect of Ion.
And you can stay in your body, but it can continually change, or you can go visit your other bodies in different worlds, and so
and you
just keep going and going and going.
Different experiences will change you differently.
And that's how you can be, the eternal part without getting back into the ocean and then getting a dropout.
Yep. That's right. You got it. Bye.
Hey, thank you. That cleared up a lot, Bob, right there. That was huge. I don't know.
Well, that's what happens if you hang out with me. A lot of huge things happen.
And you can't really hang on to something too long, because it's almost like your circumstances change so much that you change and your decisions change every time.
Yep.
So this is why this would cover that.
And it's technically how people live today. You know, look at the number of changes that goes on in Wall Street every day. So what Ian says is that are the actual proper rules for our time, to the degree you need rules. These rules are correct.
It's the facade that's maintained, the only thing that's maintained, and that's not even real.
It sounded like...
What's maintained?
The facade.
No, that's a little cynical, Bert.
You think? I mean...
Yeah, no, there's no facades.
Well, the facade, Ian said worky job is a facade.
No, you can be, do, have whatever you want. It's not limited to it. We should be like Robert Anton Wilson and the General Semantist. Get rid of the letters IS. Get rid of is. That leads to definitions which aren't useful.
Is that like the R-ness and the isness? I mean, versus the isness?
Yeah. To define is to kill, to suggest is to create. Mallarmé.
Oh, to say,
Mallarmé.
Okay, so to say a job is a facade, that's to kill it.
Yes, to define it. To suggest is to create. To define is to kill. And that's in literate society. That's the hang-up. That's not true for pre-literate or post-literate people. They don't care whether they're defining or suggesting. They don't make the literate distinctions.
It's the same as saying it's a conclusion, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, when he was talking about the two ions, and that was the beginning, do you think he's talking about there's the ion in the archives, and then there's the ion that you engage, you can engage yourself?
Well, I never looked into those matters. Not keen, not expert on it. What am I commenting on? What did I say I didn't look into?
When Ion said yesterday... about starting at the beginning, you have two ions.
Yeah, that was the two ion, a fake beginning. Now, there's a facade. In a world where you can't have a beginning or ending, Ion acknowledged that people do require beginnings, so you make a fake beginning through two ions. That's what he said.
Right, and he's talking about a cell or something, but metaphorically...
Not metaphorically. Remember, Ion... The name ion is given to something that can be operating on the level of the ionic particle, which is the cold fusion and a whole new lifestyle when that gets implemented. The ray.
So I get that works too, but then people started talking about it metaphorically as well, in addition to.
Yep.
I think you mentioned it too.
Yeah, a metaphor for what would you say, Barb?
Well, no, okay, he was talking about... Like Bob was saying, with the neutron and the nucleus, on that level, but then also when you just look at who we call ion, two ions. If you say two ions, and you want to start at the beginning, start with the two ions. I'm just saying, you know, a lot of people are jumping in and starting with the archives, and then they get to finally engage maybe ion directly or. I engage Ion on myself. I speak to my non-physical all the time.
Yeah. So two ions would create a nucleus.
Yeah.
So what would the nucleus be?
I think they...
New world,
the
new beginning, new society,
around.
Whatever.
No, the electrons become residue or, you know, sloughed off. So the ions are either going around, satellited, or they're going down into it. But I think Ion said they were satellited.
Let's see if I wrote notes on that.
Would they be like sort of a field? There would be a field around the nucleus. Would that be like a force field?
I don't know.
You do. You're remaining too much in thought, Barbara. Enjoy your thinking. Enjoy your thoughts. It's like the river going by.
Well, I'm trying to remember exactly what he said.
Make a decision based on what you said.
What was the question again? Is it a force field? Are the two ions a force field?
Yeah, stop speculating about your inadequacies on the structure of mapping you use. Now, the particular...
Okay, I guess that could be a force field, because then there's a choice to include whatever you want in it.
Right, we watch what is it, the Saturday night thing about New York and Murray's group spinning his wake, or is there a popular novel that bounces off Murray, the cake? So you can't answer me, so I wrote to various publishers.